Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
Log on to TMZ.com. You're going to see the news. YG is facing a felony robbery charge for allegedly yanking a dude's chain off his neck and taking off with it. It was a diamond lace pendant. Also said there is video evidence. The rapper was in Vegas. Just this morning, after a warrant was issued for his arrest, he turned himself in. He's been hit with felony robbery, has been released after posting a $20,000 bail. Vegas police say the incident went down late May at the Cosmopolitan around 4 in the morning after a man approached YG and asked for a picture. That's a no, no, no. He was turned away. The guy told YG he's not a real celebrity. Casino surveillance footage show YG retaliating by yanking a chain off the guy's neck. The chain fell to the ground. YG then seen on video picking up the necklace pendant valued somewhere between $3,000 and $9,000 before taking off. TMZ did break the story. The alleged victim also suing YG, claiming he had his goons beat him up before he snatched his jewelry. The guy wants $250,000. I wonder if he's a real celebrity now. Ex-NBA star Kevin Garnett is probably back on the market, ladies. His wife is filing for divorce after 14 years of marriage. According to legal documents, Brandi Padilla filed divorce papers, reportedly lists irreconcilable differences as the reason for the split. The couple dated for a long time before tying the knot back in 2004. They have two daughters, ages 10 and 5. Brandi is reportedly asking for physical custody, with Kevin getting visitation. She's seeking spousal support as well, no surprise. He retired from the NBA back in 2016 after 21 seasons, an MVP award, and a championship with the Celtics in 2008. LaShawn McCoy's ex-girlfriend's 911 call has now made its debut. Her frantic call to the cops after a home invasion left her bloody and disoriented. This is LaShawn McCoy's ex-girlfriend. She says to dispatch she believed McCoy may have had something to do with the attack. It's been obtained by TMZ. A call for 911 made by Delisha Corden after a man allegedly broke into her Georgia home, beat her with a gun, and stole a bunch of jewelry. Corden describes the attack and mentions her 16-year-old son is missing. In the call, Delisha says the intruder stole jewelry off her wrist and demanded more. She also claims McCoy may have had something to do with the attack. He is now denying all allegations. Corden says her face has been demolished. Remember Kiki and Drake's new song? She has now been revealed and appears that she does love him, and she's definitely riding for the brother. According to the Jasmine brand, for weeks we've been hearing about this song on Scorpion record by Drake called In My Feelings, and now it took off at In My Feelings Challenge. I was even a part of it. You can check it out on social media if you want to. The real Kiki is actually Kiana Barber. She's 24 years old from Oakland, California, and she and Drake were previously seeing each other romantically, according to the website. An insider close to Drake has finally cracked the case, allegedly. Drake has a history of name-dropping the girls that he's been romantically linked to in his songs. So far-fetched that this woman is actually claiming that she is the Kiki that he's mentioning. It's highly likely that it's her, but she's taking all the attention and enjoying it. As a matter of fact, she's hyped over the mention on Twitter. And if there was ever a question if she was writing, the answer is yes. So can we move on now? Who's ready for this? A Murder, Inc. tour. Anyone? Anyone? Bueller? Irv Gotti made the announcement. The Murder, Inc. tour is on the way. Founder of the popular 2000s label shared the news on his social media page, posing with Ja Rule. Irv writes, "Oh man, 2019. Me and Ja Rule have something for y'all over our loyal Murder, Inc. fans. Do y'all realize we never did a Murder, Inc. tour? Like, everyone performed in arenas all day with radio shows, but never did the Murder, Inc. tour on our own. He's got something for his young audiences too. Never forget." He talks a lot in his social media posts. I just don't know if you're ready for it. Live Nation tour starting June 1st, 2019. Save the date, he says. Yeah, okay.